He is the movie critic and entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. You can read it in paper form.
Or follow him on Twitter.
Yes.
Yes.
Or check out his reviews at rcreader.com. I really like the tweets because he lets me know in real time. Like on Friday afternoon, I know more or less whether or not the movies are worth the damn. And then I can wait for the reviews to get posted a day or two later to read your excellent
writing. If I could just get paid for only doing 140 characters a week.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Or that would be sweet.
You should have that discussion.
Should talk about that, Mr. McGreevy.
Sit
yes.
Sit down. Yeah. Sit down. Because, you know, you're the one that's putting the asses in the seats. You're the one that's getting the eyeballs to the website. Let's not kid each other.
Yeah, right.
So what have you seen since last time we talked?
Well, we saw Green Lantern. We got it over with, at least, you know. Yeah, and that's really it. I got it over with. It's done now. It's terrible, but no one's surprised. Everyone says it's terrible. Peter Sarsgaard is great. He's the bad guy. He turns into like this guy with a huge cranium and, you know, just kind of these horrible Elephant Man features and
is
stuff.
Is he Sinestro or?
He's Hector Hammond.
That's right.
Yeah,
someone told me that Sinestro's a good guy in this, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he is.
Isn't Sinestro?
Mark Strong plays him, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Was he a bad guy in the comics?
Yeah, Sinestro's
a bad
guy.
I didn't really follow Green Lantern ever. Yeah, I mean, I'd like the Justice League a lot, but I didn't follow him kind of specifically.
That's the thing. Like, does Hawkman get a movie now if we're going to go
well,
through
the
Justice
the thing.
League?
I mean, is it going to end? I don't know.
Who else
do we got? The
Apache Chief? Does he get a
oh,
movie?
Oh, I forgot about the Apache Chief.
Apache Chief?
Yeah, remember Apache Chief?
He'd go, yeah, that I do.
He'd go, hip chip cho, and he would grow to 10 times the size of normal
Indian.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Well, you got to keep an eye on that.
That was his gimmick.
Yeah.
He would just be big.
He just got big.
Hip chip cho. And he'd go, boing. When they needed, like, the star put on top of the Christmas tree.
Right.
That was his gimmick. He didn't really have much to do.
Nah, he was useless. Yeah. So it's cruddy. The effects are terrible. There are really moments in the movie where you're just staring at, just like Ryan Reynolds' forehead is the only thing that's not CGI on the screen. Mm. You're just going, oh God, it's lame.
Yeah.
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
Yes.
Surprisingly not awful
really?
At all. At all. I mean, in a way where it's like,
oh, really bad.
Some reviews, yeah, and they probably should be. It's stupid. It's predictable. It's family, blah. But it's really well-made family garbage, you know, all things considered. And he's doing some funny stuff in it, I got to admit. He's not who he was, or, you know, Hollywood's turning him into the family comedian guy, which is too bad.
But it's not the worst family movie.
No, he's still on board. The Penguin stuff is good. It's pretty well filmed. It's by Mark Waters, who did Freaky Friday, which is actually not a bad. And Heathers, for those of us who remember back in the day.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
So let me know.
Everyone's growing up.
So
let us know when the shuttle lands.
Yeah. Where's that sequel? That's what we need.
Now that would be good.
25th high school reunion?
Wow.
Bring it on, I say. Yes, please.
This is my son, and I love him.
I love my dead gay son.
I love my dead gay son.
Yeah, I'm on board. Do that.
All right.
So it was good. I had a good time. It's 90 minutes.
You're even saying it's good.
Well, I mean, it's a good time. Let's say that.
Not
a good movie,
here's
but
why
enjoyable
I respect
as hell.
You as a critic. I mean, not only the brilliant prose and the
oh, stop.
I think of the world of you. But this is why I really like you as a critic. Because you're a guy, Mike, who knows, sitting in a Mr. Popper's Penguins, that movie is not made for you.
No. Oh,
it's a family movie. And you're able to go, okay, I need to judge this film on its own merits.
Sure.
And a lot of times, a lot of critics, they want to just be, they go in with an axe to grind to be smarmy and cynical to begin with. I don't want that guy to see Mr. Popper's Penguins. I want someone who's able to go, let's see what it is.
Well, it's too easy. I mean, at the end of the day, if I wanted to tear apart Mr. Popper's Penguins. If any of us wanted to tear apart Mr. Popper's Penguins, that's no problem.
Right.
Yeah. Sit through it for 5 minutes. You can find plenty of stuff to hate on. But but at the end of the day, it works. It works just fine.
Well, let's talk about a sequel that has been made. It's not Heathers 2.
Mm. Or Wet Hot American Summer 2. God, I can't wait for that. Man, I'm just gonna make camp outside the theater and wait.
Let's all meet again in 20 years at 8 o'clock. Can we make it 8:15? Okay, 8:15 will work. Good, because I've got something at 9:30. Just make it your beeswax to be here on time. I may have seen that movie 1,000 times, by the way.
It's really
That's
good.
The best.
It's so fun.
We got Cars 2 in theaters today. Cars 2, Lightning McQueen and the gang are back in Pixar's new animated auto adventure. What did you think of the first movie, Cars?
It's easily my least favorite Pixar movie. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
I think it's boring and it's weak.
But a bad Pixar movie is generally 10 times better than anything else CGI, or is that not the case
I
anymore?
I don't think that's the case with Cars, with the first one at least. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not crazy, but it's really kind of offensive in ways that kids shouldn't be. I mean, it's like you got Larry the Cable Guy. Well, there's your Southern hick. You got Cheech playing
got too
the
many
Mexican guy. Yeah, it's kind of unfunny and I didn't like it. The only thing I liked was Paul Newman, and I'm guessing we're not getting
he
him
is not
for a cameo.
No, in this movie. They go to a race around the world, and they get cut up in a international intrigue. In fact, Finn McMissile is the new car in this one, he's a British secret agent, played by, of course, Michael Caine.
Ah, well, there you go.
Here's a clip from Cars 2.
Hey, I know you. You're that fella from the karate demonstration.
I never properly introduced myself. Finn McMissile, British intelligence.
Tomato, average intelligence.
And there you go.
I'm done.
Two hours of that.
Not really 2 hours, is it?
It's close. I think it's an hour 50 or something. It's long.
Really?
It's long for a cartoon.
Right.
Here's the great thing about the original Cars, and I speak from some experience. You can turn it on and leave the room for an hour and not worry about your kid putting his fingers in electrical sockets.
I was going to say, your kid crazy about it? And loves Mater, I would bet?
You know what? Actually, he's... The Pixar stuff he hasn't quite gotten into yet.
Okay.
Like, he'll put up with about the first 20 minutes of Cars.
Okay.
And then it's time to go. If it's not Thomas the Tank Engine, he doesn't have time for it.
Okay. Well, that's why they make those things short.
But we'll get there, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Sure.
I have all the Pixar movies knowing, all right, if I need to knock out a nap, I can put this in. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Good.
Let's do this one, too, now. It's and I really have been looking forward to this one, Bad Teacher.
Ooh. Yeah.
Which is the new Cameron Diaz movie. Mm. Looking good in this one.
Here's the thing, though. Let me ask you this.
What?
Because
not that excited about this one?
No, because what is it? Is it either she doesn't care anymore, or is she just
I think she's just a bad actress? Cameron Diaz in general? Wow. Well, most people I know would say just bad actress.
Okay.
But I don't know. I loved her once upon a time. I really did.
Yeah.
It's just been a long time.
20 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, Something About Mary, being John Malkovich. She had a good end of the 90s,
You like Night and Day? You thought
I did
that
like
was
Night
good.
And Day. Yeah. I actually liked her in Night and Day, too. Okay. I've forgotten that movie exists.
Cameron Diaz stars as a foul-mouthed, hard-drinking, gold-digging seventh-grade teacher. Come on.
As they all are.
Yes! in this clip, we don't have Cameron Diaz, but we do have Russell, played by Jason Segel, who we just think is hilarious, the guy from How I Met Your Mother. And this is... My fear about this movie is that what you're about to hear is the funniest part, because it's in the trailer and the commercials, and I laugh out loud every time.
Oh, I hope it's the part I'm thinking it is.
It's a Bad Teacher in theaters today.
You're out of your mind. There is no way that LeBron will ever be Jordan. Nobody will ever be Jordan, okay?
Okay, LeBron's a better rebounder and passer.
Will you let me finish? Can you let me finish? Call me when LeBron has 6 championships.
Is that your only argument?
It's the only argument I need, Sean!
Makes me laugh every time, I gotta admit.
Will you let me finish?
It's the only argument I need.
Yeah, well, it's a great point, one, and two. Yeah, he's just great.
He is great.
We'll see.
And I'm on board with Timberlake. Timberlake rarely goes wrong comedy-wise, you know?
I have a feeling she might spoil this.
No.
I think this might play into her hand. I don't know.
I don't understand the hatred for Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Have you liked her in anything, Darren, or is this just a block?
She was fine in Something About Mary. But a lot of it just seems to me like she just too bothered to act. This is too big a bother to actually put anything into this.
Wow.
Well, she's made a lot of crap. There's been a lot of garbage in the last, her entire career, basically.
But
I don't know. I think she's got a fun presence. She seems like she's having a good time when she's got good stuff to play.
Well,
so
we'll see.
Well, those are both available now in Quad City Movie theaters.
And by the way, Transformers opening Wednesday, so I'll have seen that by the time we chat next week.
Oh, is that
too.
Right?
Yeah.
It's got a special release date, huh?
Yeah, it's opening Wednesday, I think. So
it'll open on Wednesday the 29th?
That's according to the
you're right, because they want it in theaters so that it's there for the whole 4th of July weekend experience.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought the poster or whatever I saw at Rave said the 29th. So I'll have seen that by the time we chat next week,
Terrific.
Too.
Terrific. Well, we will chat with you then.
Indeed.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.